And we're starting, on the Amud and Ein Gimel, just very quickly go back and start looking at the set for a second. So we had the situation yesterday. We brought these two brighters and we're trying to work out the differences between Shabbos and other mitzvot. We brought a brighter, we said that there's certain things which are chamur, shar mitzvot, and we chamur shar mitzvot from Shabbos. So trying to work out what is what. We came to the conclusion that we're discussing Avodah Zorah. But then we hit a problem, because with Avodah Zorah, right, so we were trying to work out where would it be shogeg in Avodah Zorah with all these different melachos. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, so we ended off yesterday by saying that when Rava asked Rav Nachman the question on regards to Shabbos, he was only asking about whether you chayv one or chayv two. No one said that you were patru at all. So we had a problem trying to come back in comparison between Shabbos and Shara Mitzvahs. Was that you're right? Within that brighter, Elav Reisha ba'akum, the Reisha, the bright speaking about the Akum, and therefore when we said over there that was chamur, that was more chamur, there were certain melachos that were more chamur, Akum was one of them, and the Sefer, which was Bashar Mitzvahs, was other mitzvahs. In other words, we weren't consistently speaking about Akum in the Reisha and the Sefer. That's really the compromise of the Gemara, that the Reisha spoke about Akum and the Sefer spoke about other mitzvahs. So now the Gemara wants to know, with other regards to other mitzvahs, so where, how do we get to the Shogeg story, where you chayv Shogeg, v'shagav b'lo mitkave and b'shar mitzvahs hechidami? So how would you have a situation like it? So the Gemara says, the savu d'shumanu v'achlo, you had fats in front of you, and you chaylev, turned out to be chaylev, and you thought that it was fat, kosher fat, and you ate it. Look at Rashi, v'hanu d'shogeg, that Shogeg, the savu d'shumanu v'lo mitkave necho chaylev. You didn't want to eat chaylev, you wanted to eat shuman. You had no intention of eating chayiv, even thought you were eating shuman, and nonetheless you're still chayiv. V'afalpi demit aseku. Now this is a classic case of mit asek. But we explained yesterday mit asek. You leaned against the wall, put the light on. Here you took a piece of meat and you ate it, and it turned out to be chayiv. That's mit asek. You weren't eating chayiv, you were eating meat. It happened to be chayiv, and nonetheless, with regards to Shabbos, with regards to Shara Mitzvah, you'd be chayiv, right? That's just the rabba. That's daha lo mit kaven alachidat isur. Either you never intend to eat a chayiv. So now, why are you chayiv? You chayiv, why? I'm a shuva kritut b'chalavim v'arayot mitasek chayiv. When it comes to certain avairas over here, where in a mitasek you chayiv. Now, Shmuel tries to give an explanation of why. He said, when arayot and food and things like that, you chayiv shechein nehine. Because at the end of the day, you've got hana'a. You can't. There's no free lunches, right? No pun intended. But you ate food. The fact that you got hana'a, you ate, therefore you chayv. About b'shabbat, then you patru the lo nehine. What hana'a did you get out of it? Okay, you leaned against the wall and the light went off. Well, the light went on. What hana'a are you getting out of it? Okay, maybe it was dark room and the light room is now lit up. Maybe so. But you aren't getting that physical benefit of hana'a in your body. Behainu siyata lidida, so he says that this helps him. The amar nitkaven l'toch lachtoch el atalush. This is what Rabbi's memory said. You wanted to cut what you thought was on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. I in a love ratio of Akum v'sefer b'shar mitzvahs. We're going to start a new sugi in half a second, right? On the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Right, this is over there. I'm reading the Rashi over here. But b'Shabbat patru lo nene v'haynu siyat lidei d'amar nitkaven lachtoch el atalush v'chatach el mechubar patur. Why? Because you already weren't had any kavanah to do anything whatsoever, and with regards to Shabbos, you'd be patru. In the other mitzvahs, you would be chayv. So that was a case of chamur shar mitzvahs b'Shabbos. Right? And the Gemara carries on and says, "Mashay kam b'Shabbat the patur the nitkaven lachtoch el atalush v'chatach el mechubar patur." V'Abaya, so now we come to Abaya. So that was Rava. Remember, Abaya said that you'd still be chayev. Remember the brighter yesterday? We had the third line on Bet Amud Bet. We had the Rava Amar Patru, Abaya Amar Chayev. Right, so now Abaya. So Shagag B'lo Mitkaven Echidami. Where do you get the Shgiga without Kavona that you're still chayev? Right, look at Rashi there. It says there, V'Abaya Amar Lecha. The third narrow lines of Rashi, the Abaya Amar Lecha, Le'olam, Ki Agavna, Apa Shabbat Chayev, Yoetz Chayev, Why did I not be mitasek? Ve'echida mitasek, what would be mitasek according to Abaya? The Shar Mitzvahs Chayev, when would it be in mitasek that on Shabbos you patron and other mitzvahs you be Chayev? Kesav Aroku Shayach Chayev Nimuach Ubalot. For example, if you thought it was spit in your mouth, it actually ended up being melted Chayev, and you swallowed it. because then you weren't even having kavona to eat. So Abaye says you've got to go far away. Right? Derok lav barachil is not edible. You swallow, you don't eat it. Dichtiv ad balei roki. Ve'altabi al achila. Now, lo echaven achila. You didn't even have intention for achila. Udichvata yudu Shabbos. And then you'd be patrin Shabbos. But need kaven lagbia. Ve'altabi ado chaticha. Where you just want to lift something up. And in the end, you actually separated something. But here, where you wanted to cut something, you wanted to chop it up, you wanted to do the action you did. So therefore, that would be called mit asek as far as our buyer is concerned. So then, shagag lo mikaven echida. Mit asavu roku balo v'eshgar. Abed atnush v'chatach el mechubah. Aba nitkaven lachtoch el atalush v'chatach el mechubah yuchag. And in the day, you did what you wanted to do. You wanted to cut and you cut. So Rav and Abaye got a very different way of understanding what mit asek means. Abaye says, if you did the melocha ba'alma, bottom line, you chayev, do the melacha. Rava says, no, what your intention was is what's important, not what you actually did. That would be a fundamental machlok between the two of them. Now, Itmar, the Gemara carries on now. We had that one machlok, and now there were two other similar machlokot between them on what the kavona was. I'll go through it quickly. Itmar, nitkaven is rok shtai v'zrak arba. So now you wanted to throw something to Amiz Rosh Tarabim, and in the end you threw four. Now we know that throwing something four, it was the first parak in Shabbos. If you throw something four, Amiz Rosh Tarabim, you chayev. Right? Of Tilt Mishna Rabbi. Rava Amar Patur, Abaye Amar Chayev. Rava said, you Patur. Now again, just by the way, when we saw yesterday that Rava and Abaye normally orders Abaye and Rava, here the same thing. We'd say the same thing across the board over here, that either the order should be changed, like we saw the Mishna yesterday, or this should be Rabbah and not Rava. Okay, so Machlok, we're reading it as Rava. So now you threw these things, two Amas. You wanted to throw two, you're not throwing four. So Rav Amar Patur, Abaye says Chayev. Why? Rav says Patur, why? Because Daha Lochem Yichaven is Yukad Arba. You didn't intend to throw four Amas. You wanted to throw two Amas. I saw this morning, Stranzas brought the Meiri that says, that what was the case? You wanted to throw from A to B. And you threw from A to B. But you thought that the distance from A to B was two Amas. And it turned out this was actually four Amas. So you did what you wanted to do, just your measurements were wrong. Right? So he says, Rav Amar Patur, the locha michaven is rukad arba. Abaye Amar Chayev, wadaka michaven is rukad arba. You wanted to throw. And the Meiri would make sense this way, because he said, you wanted to throw. I wanted to throw from here to there, and I threw from here to there. Ah, but it's four amas. Okay, it's your problem. But you did what you wanted to do. Right? So now, why do they argue? Kesavu Rosh Liyachid benim, another machloket. That was the first machloket. Another Kesavu Rosh Liyachid, show him. The guy thought that he was doing something in Shnei Yachid. Turned out in Shnei Rabbi. Rabbi Amar Patur, Rabbi Amar Chav, Rabbi says, you Patur, because you wanted to be, you thought it was, your kavona was Shayachid. Ah, turn it, Shrabi, that's mit asek, you Patur. Rabbi Amar Patur, the halo michaven is rukad isra. You didn't want to throw it in Asur place. Rabbi Amar Chav, why the hakim michaven is rukad, and you threw it. Now, what's this trick? There were three arguments all the same. But the argument yesterday, which we saw about lifting up and cutting, you thought it was talush and it ended up being, you thought it was talush was mechubar. Here we've got the case over here now of throwing two and ended up turning to be throwing four. Or throwing something in Shriyachin and ends up being throwing something in Shriyachin. What do you mean all those machlokot for? The same machlokot, the Gemara says Vetricha. Whenever says the Gemara says Vetricha, it's coming to answer a question. Why do we need all of this? And we say, no, we do need all of it. Why? The Rashi says, even though they're similar, we need them all. We just learned the first one, which was yesterday as well, with regards to Talush and Mechubar, it was separated or not separated. Rava said, Rava says, why were you patur there? Patur completely. Because you didn't intend to cut anything. But maybe here, in the case of throwing something, Rava says, yeah, we could have thought, I would say, you chayv. Why? Because you can't throw four without throwing two. Two is inside of four. Right? To get to four, you got to get two. So in the end, you did what you wanted to do. You wanted to throw two, and you threw two. But it happened to be four. Look at Rashi over here. The arba below tarte lo misdarek. Vezesh nit kaven eshtai vizraka. You wanted to throw two, you threw four. Naaseit machshavato. Your machshava, your melechet machshavet was done. You wanted to throw two, and you threw two. Taha yesh bichlal arba shtayim. Because two is part of four. Hilchach lav mit asek. That's not called mit asek. But asek is when you're leaning against the wall. You put the light on. Yeah, you were meant to throw. And you wanted to throw two, and you threw your two, but you also threw four. So there we would think that maybe Rava would agree with our bias. That's why we have to be taught. Even there, Rava doesn't agree with our bias. That's the first machloket. We just learned this one over here about throwing two and end up being four. Right, Bahakama Rava Daha Loka Mechavan Azrikadawa. Their Rava said that you patra. Why? Because you only wanted to throw two, didn't want to throw four. Aval Kesavu Shleyachid Benitzav Shtarabim. But in that case over there, when you were throwing something, you thought Shleyachid ended up being Shtarabim. Tachlit de Mechavan Azrikadarba. There, you didn't want to throw two and you threw four. Then you wanted to throw four. But you thought you Shtayachid. So there, it was a proper Melech Machshevet. You wanted to throw four and you threw four. Maybe in a case like that, Rava would say that you're Chayev. Right? Maybe yes. Tricha, therefore, the Gemara says no. All three cases, Rava is adamant that it was mitasek and you aren't chayv, and Rabbi says you chayv. Okay, now, none. The Gemara ends off with this very similar discussion we spoke about, because now we're coming to still try to understand at the end of the day, how do we find a situation where you chayv, shogeg, and all these melochas? Okay, because now we see that some of them are mitasek. It brings back the same Mishnah, which, by the way, today we're going to finally learn this Mishnah. We've seen it now, I think it's the third or fourth time the Gemara has quoted this Mishnah. We're finally now going to learn the Mishnah today. Well, it says, now we've got a Mishnah that says, Avot Melachot Amim Chashechat, that there are 40 melochas less one, 39. Just, but when we get to the Mishnah, just remind me, if I don't say anybody, there's a nice explanation that I saw on why it's actually said 40 and not 39. We asked the Kashia, why do we need these numbers? Why don't we just say 39? Like we saw in the original case, Rashi said, just say, Kotzer, Zomer, etc. List them all, we'll count 39. Why do we mention 40 less one? The reason Rabbi Yochanan says is Taka comes a special message over here that if you did all of them in one foul mistake of not knowing it was Shabbos, not knowing it was Mutar, you'll be chayv a korban for each and every one. And that's why if you mention that there are 40, there's one, know that there's this number 39 that's hanging over your heads on Shabbos. So now, what's like Bishlam al-Abaye, the Amar Ki, I gav nechayv, mishkachat la, the yada li sura, the Shabbat, the yadla li sura melachot, uketa'a b'shiuri. So he says, I understand, according to Abaye, we got a situation where you could have it. What is that situation? Abaye said like this, you knew it was Shabbos, you knew the melachos were asur, but your mistake was on the shiur. So you messed up in all the shiurim, and there you'd know that it's Shabbos, because we're assuming that the average person knows what Shabbos is. And we assume the average person knows what the melochas are. So therefore, how do you have a situation where a guy's chayev 39 melochas b'shogeg? So he says, simple. You knew what the melochas were. You knew it was Shabbos. But how were you shogeg? In the shiurim. You thought that it was two amas, it was four amas. You thought it was shreyachin, it was shreyabim. In all those examples over here, that's where you made your mistakes, and that's how you end up getting to 39 melochas with no being shogeg. So the Abaye, it makes sense. Right? And Rav the Amar Patur, but Rav says in all these scenarios, he creates this concept of mitasek. And there's plenty of situations where you are Patur. How do you ever get to 39 melochas, having to know what this number 40 less 31 is, 3 or 39, etc. It says, Bezadon Shabbat Mishkab Melachot. How do you find that you were no to Shabbos, but you were shogeg on the melochot? Remember, if you were shogeg on Shabbos, you only chayv how many korbanot? One. Remember that. In our Mishnah, right? If you were shogeg on Shabbos, you forgot to have it, so you woke up in the morning thinking it was Thursday, and you got in your car, and you drove, and you went to your farm, and you did everything that you could possibly think, and you came home, and you baked, and you cooked, and you hunted animals, and you flayed them, and you did all the melochas, but you forgot it was Shabbos, thought it was Sunday. You only chayv one korban. So the time that you chayv 39 korban is when you knew it was Shabbos, you were amazed by Shabbos. So we're trying to find, according to Rava, how do you have a situation where you are mazid b'Shabbos and shogeg all these melochas? Because here, for example, it could be mitasek. So the Gemara says, "Hanichi lak Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Kevin sheshogeg b'Bakeret Afa Pishe Hizid b'Lav Mishkachet La." We understand Rabbi Yochanan's explanation a couple of daf ago. He said that you could be chayev shogeg even if you didn't know you were chayev karet on the mitzvahs. That was already a reason to be chayev shogeg. You knew it was Shabbos, knew the melochas were asur. You knew everything was in place, but you just thought that you weren't chayev karet. That would have been good enough. Right? So it says, "B'shagem b'karev api shezi b'lav b'shkachat la." The yad la Shabbos b'lav. He knew about Shabbos. Ela iya savalak rabshu men lakish. The amar adchi shgog b'lav v'karet. But if we want to say and try and find a situation where this can fit in according to all days, even rabshu men lakish, you're sitting in that machloket over there, it's not good enough to just know that you it's at Shabbos, but you aren't chayev on karet. You have to not know anything. How do we have a situation like that over here? Because here you got mitasek in the process. How do we get a 39 melochas being over? He says, no. He says, what Shabbos did he know? What do you know about Shabbos? The same answer. he had this notion of Shabbos, and he thought on Shabbos, Shabbos is all about Tchumin. He never knew all the other melachos. He knew it was Shabbos, Asu b'Tchumin, but everything else was okay. Okay, so that was the end of that sugya, end of the Mishnah. We've tied it all up, and now we finally start the Mishnah on the melachos of Shabbos. So now, I wanted to make a bit of a digression. I'm not an expert in the melachos of Shabbos, to be honest with you. Some of them are quite difficult for me. We'll do our best. I hope it'll come clear in the next few daf as we start discussing them more and more and more. But just three things I wanted to say about the melachos of Shabbos. We're going to find that the headings which we're going to quote in the Mishnah are headings which don't necessarily reflect everything about the melacha. That's what we'll see. The Gemara is going to broaden the scope of the melacha and say, for example, in Zomer of pruning, you've got Harkava, and you've got all other things which are all part of the same thing. Right? There's lots of different acts. Sometimes a tolada, we'll see, can be a tolada of two different avot, depending on what the outcome is. For example, we've got Zoreya, right, and Noteya. Noteya means to plant a tree, and Zoreya means to plant a seed. They're both the same thing at the end of the day. You've got Zoreya and Noteya. One's a seed, one's a plant. So you can have Toladot, where sometimes it's a Tolada of Zoreya, Tolada of Noteya. Then you've got, for example, Kotzer, which means to harvest. So now you could have a situation where you could do one melocha, we'll see just now, where you both in one foul swoop, you do something which is kotzer, because you want something that comes off the tree, but you also mefarek, you also separate something. Okay, so it's not straightforward that everything's clear cut. There's a lot of blurred areas in the melachos of Shabbos. And the truth is, one needs to be an expert in melachos of Shabbos. It's a proper discipline you've got to be an expert in. I'm not an expert, and I don't profess to be an expert. And we'll come out of this, and hopefully we'll all be a bit richer for it. But that's the one thing I want to say. Second thing is, I saw a beautiful answer of why it's called 39 and why 40 less 1 and not just mentioning all the melachos. So there are two answers. One I saw was that maybe Hotza'ah, if you remember the very first melacha that we learned on Shabbos, the first Mishnah, it says, is Hotza'ah mirishut lirishut. You got from Mishnayachit to Shurabim and Shurabim to Shurayachit. And really, it could be hinting to the fact that there are two melachos on Hotza'ah. And therefore, there is a 40 hanging in the background, because Hotza'ah is not one. There's Hotza'ah from Mishnayachit to Shurabim, and Hotza'ah from Shurabim to Shurayachit. They're two different melachas. So that could be a hint to 40. And the other one I've forgotten. Another one I can't remember now, but that's a beautiful answer, but I forgot it one. Maybe I remember later on. Okay, let's carry on. So the mitzvah says the following. Avot melachot amim chaser achat. We've got 40 melachos less one, which is 39. And what are they? Hazoreya, right? Zoreya means like plant a seed. Vachoresh, and to plow. Va'kotzer. Now we'll see as well. I don't know if Rashi mentioned it. Rashi doesn't mention it here, but we'll come across it. You'll see that choresh, plowing, is not only plowing. It's anything that you do to sort of like loosen up the earth. Anything you do, to make the ground rafui, they say, right? Like not hard, is in the getter of choresh. So we'll see all these things. Va'kotzer, and to harvest, right? To pick off, and now we'll see that when you're picking something, there's lots of different words. We'll see in Hebrew, if you're picking wheat, so it's called kotzer, right? If you're picking grapes, so it's called botzer. If you're picking olives, it's got its own word. If you're picking mesik, is olives. If you're picking dates, it's got its own word. Or figs, it's got its own word. Well, we'll see all these things just now. So they all will fit into the melacha of kotzer. Okay, then ha-ma'amer. Ha-ma'amer means you gather stuff up in the field and you make a pile. Okay, so we'll see that as well. Vahadash. Dash is really a complicated melacha. Dash is to hate things together, to separate. It's all about separating. How do they translate dash in English there? Is it winnow? I don't know what it came to my mind now the second ago. Is that the word? I think that's the word, right? No? Am I wrong?
Threshing,
right? So what's winnowing? There's a one, zore winnowing. When you throw up in the air, is that zore? Right, that's zore, right, yeah. Winnowing, right, that's zore, right. So you've got, Look at Rashi, Azore, Brachat Leruach, right? And then Haborer, Psolet Beyadav. You separate. So now you'll see if you can second Zore, when you throw up in that, when you dash, when you thresh. What are you doing for threshing? You're actually separating. When you zore and you throw up into the wind, you're also the wheat from the chaff, right? That the wind blows away, the light stuff, the heavy stuff falls. It's also separating. The borer is also separating. Tochen is grinding. Merakel over here, Rashi is benapa, is to with a sieve. Now Rashi can look over here. All these things over here, Rashi says, Bugmer Parich, Hane Kulu Khadi. All these things we spoke about here. Dash, Zore, Bore, Tochen, Meraked, Delafrish, Psolet, Mitoch, Ochel. Na'asot Shloshtan. All these things over here, maybe not all three, maybe not Tochen. But Dash, Zore, and Bore are all three. And Zorim and Bore and Meraket definitely are. Right, they separate. And then Lash is kneading. Rabbi, you knead the dough. But Ha'ofeh, baking. Now look at this amazing Rashi over here. Ha'ofeh, lo have Mishkan. Baking didn't take place in the Mishkan. Right, all these melochas we've seen, we already saw the machloket, what the melochas are about, and we conclude the melochas are all about the Mishkan. Right? So the question over here is, what is Ofeh doing here? There wasn't Ofeh baking in the Mishkan. Now, there was baking in the Mishkan because they baked the breads, right? But we're not talking about the actions that took place in the Mishkan. The melochas of Shabbos are things that are necessary for making the Mishkan. Important to bear that in mind. It's not things that took place in the Mishkan. A lot of things took place in the Mishkan. It's the melochas that are necessary to make the Mishkan. Right? So now, lo ave mishkan de lo shayach le bepat, upat lo shayach be melechet ha mishkan, it's not shayach there. Aval kulu kamaita, all these things that we mentioned up until now, havai besimmanim shel tzev, they're all for preparing dyes. It's all for preparing dyes. Tchelet vargaman vetulat shani, the purple dyes and the blue dyes and the red dyes. Ubegmora parich, and the Gemara is going to ask a question later on, not today, de shavik tanim evashel. Somebody, what did we do with it? How did we make the dyes? We boiled them. We cooked them in a yore, in a big pot. Boiled water. The Tan ignored that definition of mevashel, v'nakat ofe, and chose ofe. V'shiuran, and he gave a measure as well. The measure of all of these things you chayim on Shabbos is a grogeret, like a dried fig. Right? Chutz mi'choresh, other than choresh, the b'choshu. Choresh is any measure. We'll see later on in Daf Kuf Gimel. So I'm paid Sadi Kuf, 30 Daf. In a month's time, we'll come across all of this. Let's just quickly get an idea again, right? So all these things we're talking about, these melochas, are for making dyes, for getting the colors and the herbs and the spices and everything together to burn them and melt them and make the dyes. Then we've got over here another section. Vahamaraked, we saw that what is, right, with a sieve. Va'alash and nidi va'ofeh va'hagozez et atzemer, shearing the wool. Rashi says over here, v'chol shar melachot shaychei betzemer shel melechet ha'mishkan. All these other melochas here now are relevant to the wool. Now we need to make wool to make strands to make the coverings, the roofs, etc. Hagozez et atzemer va'melabno mechabso, says Rashi, in the liver you wash it to clean it. Va'menapso, look at Rashi there. Karpir, we saw that that's like to clean it out, the knotting. Vatsovo, and the dyeing of it. Vatave, and the spinning of it. Vahameisach, right? What's the English translation of meisach? Making it like out into blankets, into sheets. What's the English word there, meisach? Give me somebody, anybody in English?
Mounting the warp.
What?
Mounting the warp.
Okay, so putting it into the weaving machine, right? I'll say shtei batei nirin, and again, it's all part of making this machinery, right? V'haoreg, and weaving it, shnei chutin, two threads. V'apotzeya shnei chutin. Potzeya, Rashi says here, look at the last, at the first wide lines there of Rashi, menatek, right? Separating them. It says, pamim sheyesh b'shnei chutin, your term, something is too much. U'menatek men, u'melaketin letzorech. V'hane kulu, and you there's too many, you separate them, and you roll them up and keep them aside. It says, v'hane kulu, mi meisach v'eilach, from the word meisach, putting it onto the warp, right? Or all ad kosher u'matir, till we'll see a little bit further down, till tying and untying, shaychei b'yirut, all part of making the covers for the Mishkan. My kosher or my matrim. You see that? Oh, what does it mean tying and untying? What are they doing here together? So let's carry on. So we're going to tying and untying. All that's one section of making the roofs. And if you sew two tefirot, it's interesting. Tofer is a meloch on Shabbos. I know my grandmother, for example, she wasn't a particularly frum, but she never used to smoke and she never used to sew on Shabbos. It was like a thing that was, people knew that. They didn't sew on Shabbos. Shabbos sewing was like holy, right? So, tofer shtei tefirot, hakorea, here's an interesting one, right? Korea is to tear. But now look at Rashi, look at the Gemara here. Vahakorea al menat litfor. Korea on Shabbos, not an isur, not a melocha. It's only a melocha when you tear in order to sew something back. So just korea ba'almi, if you're just doing kilku, like opening up a packet of chips and you're tearing the packet open, that's not a melocha on Shabbos. That's called kilku. That's just destruction. It's when you tear something in order to sew it back. Right, look at Rashi over here. I'm an athlete for pa'amim sha'a nekev agol. Sometimes the hole is too round. V'ani achol tofro, you can't sew it nicely. And if can kor'o, you've got to tear it and then sew it nicely. Again, Rashi Memorah, aval korea, Rashi says, she'lo litfor, lo have a mishkan. Just tearing things that wasn't in the mishkan. So tearing is one of those that we discussed before a few times. I think the Shulchan Aruch said it's something that you matir v'eino morekain. You don't tell people that can do it. Like if someone comes, you don't pass, you don't like go out and tell them you can tear. If someone comes to ask you, you say that you can do it. Not an isra melocha. Then hatzad tzvi, hunting a deer, right? Look at Rashi over here again. Hatzad tzvi, v'chol melechet oro, all the things, the processes with its hides, noheget b'techashim lemishkan borotehem, with all the tachash, right? Tachash is that animal cover that was like used to protect the kadim and the mishkan. It was like an unknown animal what it was. You see it all the time, right? And all the leathers. Look at it now. You got hatzad, hashochet and shechting, v'mafshit and the flaying, hamolcho, pour salt on it. What's the molcho for? Is there a rashi molcho, or salting the hides, v'maberet etoro, and the processing of the skins, v'memachek. Look at what's memachek. It's important melocho this. Memachek is megarer saro, right? Like scratching off the hair, smoothing out. So anything smoothing on Shabbos becomes a problem. Anything with memachek, we'll see. We'll get to later. Maybe toothpaste, you could have an issue with memachek, right? All those sorts of things, right? Then mechatech, look over here, mechatcho, mekatzo, mechatcho leretzuot v'sanli, chopping up the leather into pieces. Then kotev umochek. Now, look at this over here. Kotev shtei otiot. Dafka two. We saw, remember, shame mishimon? Like shame is the shin mem, is the minimum of Shabbos of writing. But kotev vahamochek. Now, look at mochek over here. Mochek is similar to korea. Hamochek al menat lichtov. Just mechikai. If you just want to mochek something on Shabbos, not a melocha. It's only when you rub out something in order to write something in its place. Now, why was that relevant? Look at Rashi over here. Mefarish lemaimi baye le mishkan. What was the deal in the mishkan? This mochek for rubbing out. Shechein roshmim al kasher mishkan leda eze ben zugo. Because the mishkan, the poles were all in a particular order. They'd mark them so you'd know A, B, C, or whatever the case was. North, south, up, bottom, whatever the case was. And the kotev ot bezov ot bezov, like an aleph and an aleph. So you know they go together. Bet bet gimel gimel etc. The mochek pa'amim shita. Sometimes the guy made a mistake. The coin, right? The coin might have been, I don't know, not the most meticulous guy, and he made a mistake. Got to rub it out. So when you're rubbing out, why is you rubbing out? To write it back again. That's the meloch on Shabbos, not just the mochek. Then mechabeh umavir. Here's an interesting one. Because look at the order here. Mechabeh umavir. What would we have thought the order should be? First you set something alight, and then you put it out. Why is it putting it, extinguishing, and then lighting? Right, so he says, "Yeah, ba'eshet tachat hadud shel asimamanim." On the fires underneath the dud, right? This pot to boil the water to make the dyes. Right, I saw. I think this morning. I'm not sure where I saw it. I'm not sure if I saw it here or if I saw it in the Steinsalz. But he said over there that one of the reasons why it comes beforehand is because the real reason you chayev on Shabbos for mechabeh is because you would light the fire, burn the woods, then extinguish the fire, the woods, make them into coals. and the coals are created by putting out the fire before the wood burns into cinders, and then you light the coals. So that's actually the right order. It's not lighting a fire, putting out the fire. It's lighting the fire, burning the woods, making the woods into coals, extinguishing the fires. That's where the melacha starts. Mechabe. Mechabe wa, to make pecham. And we'll see that that's actually the melacha on Shabbos. Now, we discussed it a few daf ago. We had it in the case of the wicks. We spoke about Bamei Madlikin, right? We had the Bamei Madlikin. And we spoke there that if you put out the wick, right, and it makes it a better wick, and then you can light it nicely afterwards. That was the problem, because you osep pecham. Remember that? Anybody? So that's the idea there. You're making coals. That's mechabe umavir, right? Right? Ba'esh, right? Then makeh bepatish. This is an interesting one, because makeh bepatish is actually relevant to everything, but it's a melocha. Makeh is like the final act you do to make something. Look at Rashi. Yeah, makeh bepatish. Hu gemar kol melacha. Any final finish of any melacha. Shechein uman makeh bekunas ala sadan lachliko. When an artisan, a silversmith or a coppersmith or a steelsmith is making something, as he's finished, he takes the thing and he goes, bang, and that's like the final smack on the story, right? That's makeh bepatish. Also, makeh bepatish, you only chayv on makeh bepatish when it's the last act. If you just like hit something or whatever during the process, not a makeh bepatish. Right, Mishnah ends off by saying, and hamotzi merishut lerishut. That was a very first Mishnah we learned in the Masechet Shabbos on Daf Bet. Then, harei elu avot melachot arba'im chaser achat. Those are the 39 melachos. Or Trabbit, are you saying something?
Now, is it Tchum Shabbat is the last one?
So, no, not Tchum. Motzi mi Shabbat, mi Rishut le Rishut. So Tchum, if you remember, Tchum wasn't a melocha. That was a machloket Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that Tchum is a Doraita. Most Chachamim says not a Doraita, and that's definitely not Chayev Mita. And that's why every time we had a question on when would you know that at Shabbos, but not know any of the melochas, when you knew about Tchum. Because Tchum is in its own category altogether. Right?
So Rabbi Akiva would have 41?
So Rabbi Akiva would know. He'd say that it's not a melocha, but you chayev, Rabbi Akiva just said that Tchumin is a doraita, but not a melocha. Rabbi Akiva would say that there are 39 melochas of Shabbos, and then Tchumin is also isra doraita on the Torah. Not a melocha, but a separate isra doraita. I think that's how we'd say it. I think I remember now what I wanted to say. The other thing is about Lord Tavaru Esh. One of the reasons why Mechabe and Mavir. So the first reason I explained was because the order of actually being, of doing the melacha is you first extinguish and then you light a fire. So another reason I saw why Mechabe and Mavir is in the different order. We had a couple of daf ago, we had a machloket and we said that Lord Tavaru Lelav Yatzat. Remember? And we said Lord Tavaru Esh was a separate. In a separate category, you weren't chayev mita, you only chayev alav. Do you remember? Anybody remember that? We had it a couple of daf ago where we said that we had that machloket there, which I think Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, and we said lelav yatzat. We had a case of we were trying to learn like one to the other, and we said that. I don't know why it's time because we've got a long Gemara, but if you remember, we had it there and we said that Lord Tavaru Esh, and we said that it was a Ha Bechlau, it was part of the Klau, and then at why was it mentioned? And I think it's Daf Ayin. Go to Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Go to Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Here we are. We got it over here. We said like this Yachol Asan Kula Beheram Echad Enu Chai Verachad. It was the very first time we asked the question. We said Chai Vakom Melocha Melocha. Said chiluk melachot milah. How do we know that there's this concept of chiluk melachot that you chayev for each melacha on its own? On daf ayin amud aleph, there we had the chiluk melachot minalan. I'm a Shmuel. I'm a Kram. Mechalei mot yumat, and that was Shmuel. And then we said yumot yumat. He said mot yumat. It's actually written with the Maizid, not the Shogeg. And we said no, we don't need it for Shogeg, for Maizid, we don't it for Shogeg. What mot yumat? Mot yumat is the mamon. It was korban. Remember that? And then we said over there, that was, we said, a typical chiluk melachot mehechen afkadei, Tan Rabbi Natan, who said, Lord Tavaru Esh. and you say mikol shlachei matam ulo malafi shneima vayakel moshe kva b'nishal eli advarim shem mitasim melacha dvarim eli advarim eli shloshim v'tesh melachas so yachol asam kruvin achad and achad so we said now then we said over there shtan rabban lo tevaru esh havara bichlal eta was part of all the 39 melachas v'lama yatzak why are we going to say a pasuk mentioning on its own so lahakish elev lo melacha ma havara shehi av melacha v'chel v'lev b'fnei atzma av kol shu av melacha v'lev b'fnei atzma we said it came out as a separate concept altogether it's only for love that was the thing over there so that's why Lo tevaru here is mechabe and then mavir. Is to point out that that difference is in the category of its own a bit and not chayv. Okay, we've done, I think, enough. Let's now get over the next amud. So now the Gemara says like this, the famous question, we've seen this time and time again, right? Minyan elamali, why do I need 40? Bless one. Just teach with the melochas. I'm going to go through this quickly. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shema Sam, Rabbi Yochanan, Chayv, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. Because if you chayv on each one, you chayv on all of them. Now we go into the melochas itself. Hazoreh v'achoresh. So more like this. Michtei, machrev, karvei. Rashi says that, that means choreshin. Machrev, I think you pronounce it. I pronounced it right. Michrav, karvei, right? Choresh. Since choresh, he said like this. Because the order was Zoreya first to plant, to throw the seeds in, and then plow. But normally you plow first. So he says, Michtei, machrev, karvei, you plant first. It's the choresh. You should learn choresh first. And then learn Zoreya. So now they say, Tana be'et Yisrael kai, the Tana is living in Yisrael, right? And look at Rashi, Kashehi, v'ein yechola lechasot belo charisha, v'ashmina and daha nami chesha. Come to us an extra chidush over here. In Yisrael, the land is so hard, not like in Bavel, where it's very watery and soft and etc. Here it's hard land. So you've got to plow to put the seeds, to make furrows. You put the seeds and you've got to plow again to cover up the seeds. You can't do it with your hand. And that's also called charisha. Right, not just the first time around. Now the words we're going to write it like this. Hazoreya, when you plant a seed, vazomer and you prune, vanotea or you plant a tree, vamavrich, mavrich. If you remember, we discussed it before. Mavrich, when you take a tree and you bend it over and you put the head into the ground, and then the head starts growing as well. Then you cut the top and you get two trees out of one. Remember that? That's what we call mavrich. Right, or markiv is to graft, kulan melacha achat, and they're all part of one melacha. So we got zoreya and noteya, right? We're all part of one melacha. Look, Rashi says over there, the zomer nami letzimuche ilanu. Why do you prune that the plant will grow nicely? For nafkamina, and what's the nafkamina? Diavadle kulan barazre. If you did all of these things, right? Lo mechav elachada daosem melachot harbe zoreya is the ab melacha, and noteya is also an ab melacha. What's between Zoreya and Noteya, Rashi says? Tahainu Zoreya ele sheze bezraim vezeh benot. Zoreya is with seeds, and Noteya is with trees. V'chein mavrich u'markiv, right? And so too is mavrich and markiv, or avot melacha, aval zomer is a tolada. It's not getting complicated, but remember, zomer pruning is a tolada, but zomer is a tolada of Noteya, markiv, crafting, and mavrich, and putting the head in like that, they're all considered planting. It's all like noteya, right? And when you graft a little steel onto a tree, it's as if you planted it in the ground, but you planted it on the tree. So you just got to think a little bit wider, and you start understanding that what is zoreya? Zoreya is to plant seeds. Noteya is to plant trees. Anything which at the end of the day has the same outcome as these things is all part of the av melacha of zoreya or noteya. And then you got zomer, pruning is a tolada. So now we learned already before the other day. That any time you do a melocha, which is the same name, same shame, you only chayv once, remember? That was the case of Kotzer and Tochen with Rav and Abaya. We said that it wasn't a kashya on Rav of Gorer, of the Kotzer and Kotzer, because Kotzer and Kotzer is the same name, so you always only chayv once. So here it's got different names, but it's the same action. So Markiv, Mavrich, Zomer, Noteya, Zoraya, they're all the same thing. So if you did them all, you only chayv one. So he says, "My kamashmena." What's the chiddush? He says, "Our kamashmena." I say, "Melocha rabbe, ma'ed melocha achat, elu chavil achat." Okay. So I'm Rav Acha. Mishlasha sekum Rav Ava. I'm Rav Chia Bar Ashi. I'm Rabbi Ami. Says Zomer, when you do pruning, you chay. What you chay for? Mishum noteya, for planting. Look at Rashi there. It's a tolda of noteya. That it's smuchay avi because it's like we saw already. Because really, why are you pruning? You're pruning to improve the tree. So you plant a tree, and now you want the tree to grow. Now you prune the tree, you also want the tree to grow. But it's pruning is basically like planting at a different stage in the tree's life. You got it? When the tree is very young, you put it in the ground. Now the tree's in the ground. How do you plant a tree? You can't plant it. You prune it. It's the same thing, just at a different stage in its life. So that's the Torah. So, but look at the Rami says like this. A little complicated. It says the Jotzomer you chai because of Noteya. Now, if you did Noteya and Mavrich and Markiv, you chayev because of Zoreya. Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? He says, Chai Bishum Zoreya, Klomar Inu, Nami Zoreya, they're all Zoreya. Noteya and Mavrich, it's all because of all Zoreya. Ze Abizraim, Ze Abidanot. So basically, you couldn't, essentially, you had maybe two Abelochas in that one act, right? So Gemara says, what, Mishum Zoreya in Mishum Noteya? Lo, I don't understand. When you planted a tree, you chai because of Zoreya, not because of Noteya. So the Gemara says, Ema Af Mishum Zoreya, also Zoreya. So we see that Zoreya and Noteya are already part of the same world. The one is a plant and the one is a seed, but they all got the same thing. And again, Markiv, Mavrich, Zomer are all different things along the whole process of planting your tree. Zomer. Now comes an interesting one. If you did Zomer, which is pruning, right? Now, pruning normally, why do you prune? Because you want the tree to grow. So if you just did pruning, what would Zomer be? It would be a tolada of Noteya, of planting the tree. But there's an added element now. You prune because you want the tree to grow well. But you also choose particularly that tree today to prune because you want the wood that you're going to cut off the tree. Now it's no longer just Zomer, which is for Noteya, but you also chayev v'tzarich le'etzim, you need the wood, chayev shtayi, echad mishum kotzer v'echad mishum Noteya. Now you're into harvesting as well. Now it's kotzer because suddenly you went and you harvested the branches. So if you decide you want to make a flower arrangement and you want particularly, I don't know, lychee twigs, and you got your lychee tree and you prune the lychee tree, you chayev on kotzer because you want the twigs and Noteya because you did zmira to help the tree grow. Amar Rav Yosef, because high mind the katel asfasta chayev shtayim. Now asfasta, we've seen this before as well in other sugars which we've learned. Asfasta is like an animal fodder, I think. Rashi says he has shachat. How do they translate asfasta in English there? Like it's a fast-growing plant that animals eat, right? Rashi is shachat. The kotchino tosh is Rashi, gimel pami b'chodesh. 3 times a month you can harvest it. It grows very quickly. The chozer v'tzomeach, right? So now if you cut the cattle, you took this asfasta, chayev shtayim. Once bishum kotzer, v'chayev bishum noteya. Same idea, because every time you cut it, it grows back quickly, so that's like Noteya, that's like Zomer, and because you want it, it's also because of Kotzer. Amar Abaya Haman de Nakiv Silka. It's like if you take a gourd or silka, selik is a beetroot, I think, right? A beet of some kind. Chotech tardin, tear it over, tardin, yamina mechuba, you cut it off, and then you plant it again. You basically take the thing and you plant it again, right? Right? Chayev shtayim, you have two things. One mishum Kotzer, because you harvested, bechad mishum Zoreya. Or Noteya, Bach changed it to Noteya. More Noteya because it's not really a seed. Same idea. Now we go back to the Mishnah Achoresh. Now we're discussing plowing. So what's the time? We've got a bright, it's like the Achoresh. If you do plowing, Vachofer, or if you dig, Vachoretz, or you funnel. I think Choretz means like to make a charitz in the ground. Rashi says, yeah, or say charitzin bekarkarat. Kulal melach achat. Same like what we saw there with Markim and Mavrich and Zomer, are all the same part of Noteya. Or Zoreya, so to have, yeah, any digging, furrowing, plowing, or one melocha. Look at Rashi, Eino chayav el achat, tekulu lirfuye ara avida. Why? What was the purpose? Lirfuye ara, to soften the ground. Right, that's really what it's about. So Amar Rav Sheshet, Rashi Nakas, hayata lo nivshushit venakla. Now you get it, Rashi is a givshushit. Sorry, what's a givshushit? Rashi is a telkata. You're like a bit of a mound of sand. Like a mound of sand. Now, it would depend what you did with that mound of sand and where you were with that mound of sand. So look here. The nut, and you took off the mound. If you were by it, if you're inside your house, so you chai because of bone, because of building. Why is bone? Look at Rashi over here. If you're in your house, shayach binyan, shemit kaben la shvot kako, because you want to basically like live in the floors were made of sand in their time, and there's a bit of a hole, you take a bit of sand to smooth out the floor. That's bone, hashvat kako. That's the issue of sweeping, of titui on Shabbos, of sweeping, is if you're using it to level out the house. In our house, it's not relevant because we've got flat, smooth stone or wood floors. But in times of a sandy floor, with full of holes, you put sand in and you're leveling, that's called bone. Now, if chai mishun bone. If you're in the field, and you take this mound, what are you chayav for? Mishum choresh, because of plowing. Look at Rashi. Mishum choresh the mar par, because you basically softening up the ground. Amar Rava hayatalo guma. Right, if you had a hole utimma, and you filled it up, right? Look, Rashi, b'afar full of air, of dirt. Hanu says it's like choresh she'afar she'mil abo haverafui. Now you filled it up with soft earth. V'tov lezriah, you can now plant in it. V'yishva lekarka liot nizra'i masadeh, or you made it smooth. It was an outside. So again, if you're in your house, chay mishum boni. If you're in the field, you chay mishum choresh. Same idea. That the mindset here is that the objective at the end of the day is to soften sand. What you do with it at the end of the day could determine which melocha it was. There's choresh if it's in the field. Choresh is with regards to anything to do with seeds or planting or trees. And in the house with regards to boni, but it's all got to do with softening sand. Rabbi Abba, hachofer gum b'Shabbat. Now, if you just dig a pit on Shabbos, just for the sake of digging a pit, no purpose, just digging. V'ano tzarich lafra. You don't want the ash, the dirt, the ground that comes out of it. Look at Rashi. V'ano tzarich. No, it's not Rashi. I thought it was Rashi over here. V'ano tzarich el lafra. And the reason why you're digging it because you don't want the hole. You want the ground, the sand you're digging out. Patur alea, you patur because of boni. Look at Rashi, yeah? Patur alea. Ve'ein kan mishum binyan bebayit. The kilkulu, you dig a hole, even in your house, you dig a hole, you're destroying, it's like tearing for no reason. Ulezriya nami lo chazi, also not good for planting. Aval im haya tzarich lah, chayav mishum, if you were digging a hole because you wanted a hole, right, you needed a hole for some reason, that would be called boni. Ve'afiru Rabbi Yehuda says, even it would be Rabbi Yehuda, what's the famous Rabbi Yehuda? Even Rabbi Yehuda would normally say, even if you're a melocha, but you didn't need the melocha for the sake of the melocha, so be chayev, even you had to agree that you aren't chayev on bonnet just for digging a pit. Right? Why? Hani mini betakein. Right? That's when you were doing something of a corrective nature for purpose. But yeah, ha mekalkelu. Look at Rashi, mekalkelu et beitoy, just running up your house, and therefore you aren't going to be chayev according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, HaKotzer. Kotzer, yeah, the harvesting. Right? Tana, HaKotzer, same thing. We had a brighter that now broadens the scope. Remember I said the different words? HaKotzer, which is for wheat or grains. HaBotzer, which is for grapes. HaGoder, look at Rashi, what's Goder? Or Tamarim, when you pick dates, it's called Goder. The Goder Tamarim. Vamesik, that's for olives. Rashi says, yeah, yes, bezeitim, right? Hasaka, that's the onat mesik. You never heard in Hebrew they talk about hamesik. It's the kufa of the mesik. People go out of olive picking. It's called to this day hamesik. Vaha ora ore is botainim, right? That's for figs, right? They've all got their own terms, but then that's all kotze, right? Kulan melacha achat. So if you went out into your garden on Shabbos and you picked figs and you picked olives and you picked grapes and you picked dates and then you cut a bit of wheat, right? You only have one melocha. Amar Papa, hi man, the shada pisel adikla. Now, here's an interesting one. Hi man, the shada pisel adikla. What's pisel adikla? Rashi's over here. That he threw a pisa regavim adikla, like a sand clog, right? Regev, right? Took up a piece of sand clog and he threw it at the palm tree. Ledekel, right? It says Haman the shada pisa ledikla, va'atar tamrei. And what happened? Rashi says he shoot tamarim. The dates came tumbling down. So you can't climb up the tree. So how do you want to get the dates? Take a piece of a big clog, you throw it up at the tree, and the dates fall down. He says chayev shtayim. You chayev two melochas ya. Achat mishum tolesh, right? One because of tolesh. You pick the which is a toladav kotzer. Right, so it's interesting over here why he doesn't say, it's kotzer, but why he says tolesh and not kotzer? Okay, so tolesh is a toladav kotzer because basically you picked it off the tree. That's a toladav kotzer. Va'achat mishum mefarek, and mefarek over here, and one because of separating. What did you separate? Look at Rashi, mefarek toladav the dash. It's a toladav dash. She mefarek tfuah mishibuleh. What is dash? Dash, we said there was threshing, right? What does threshing do? Threshing separates the tvua from the shibulim, from the actual kernels. You separate the whole thing into parts. So whenever you separate something from its like master half, let's call it, that's a melocha of that you over on dash. Now we'll see that dash only applies to gidulim. There's a machlok. We'll see a dash only applies to things that grow on the trees or grow on the ground. Right? So here you separate the dates from their eshkol. Look at Rashi of Yair Rabbeinu. It says like this. Lashon porek mina chamor mina porek mina chamor. He says Rabbeinu Levi v'gam b'tshuvot Rabbeinu b'shulam hagom atzadi kev af zeh mefarek hatmarim mina machvadot, from the palm trees, from the branches themselves. Right, so now chamishum tolesh chamishum vayim. So now like Rav Ashi says, no, ain't derech klisha b'kach. That's not called klisha. Klisha is when you go up there, you pick the tree, you pick the dates. Here, you threw something onto the air. That's not derech. He said, okay, look at Rashi, ain't derech klisha or prika b'kach. Either there's rik about throwing, or b'yad or b'kli. Either you use a particular kli for it, or you go with your hands. V'tolesh k'lachayadu, that's tolesh b'achayad. That's doing it like in a different way, right? Like using, like not doing it in the normal way. Therefore, you'll be patur. It's asur, but still be patur, not chayav a korban. So v'ain derech prika b'chach. So that's a machloki. We'll come. I'm sure we'll see this in the Gemara later on. Now ma'amer is to make a pile, right? To gather up and make a pile. That's a machloki. Amar Rava. Look at Rashi Avi. Look at the Mishnah Shas for a second, just to complete it. There's a Mishnah Shas. He says there. Nusach acher, no, sorry. Zayin chet. It says Girsa Rambam Varosh Varam Rabbah V'chein Muchrach Al Mashakatuv Le'el Ayin Bet Al Gilion. He's talking there about the fact that Rava and Abaya come in a different order. Because here again, it says Amar Rava. Why is it Rava first? It should be Abaya first, right? Rava Hai Man De Kanif Milchem Milchita. A person, what is this over here? He says like this, the Kadif Mirah says, Shebatsavar Melach. He gathered up salt. Mimashefot Mai. We saw this the other day, this idea of taking the rivers and having furrows coming off with shallow water, and the water would evaporate and leave behind the salt. And that's how they'd make salt. So if you went to these salt pools, right, he said, Betamayir Haritseyama, Shemamshich Latochomai Minayad, from the sea, Vachema Sorfatan, and the sun burns it up, evaporates it, and then the salt is left behind. Votan Charitz Kari Milchata. And that's called the Milchata. The salt pools are called Milchata. So a person over here, the Kanif Milchu, gathered up salt from a Milchata, Chai Mishum Ma'amer. That's not gathering. You take salt, make a pile of salt, you gather it up. That's a Chiyuv of Ma'amer. Right? That's what Rava says. Abai says, no, any more elebek dura karka. Abai says the same thing. Ma'amer is only relevant to things that grow on the ground. Salt doesn't grow on the ground, it's a mineral, isn't a growth. Now hadash, this could come to dash. Dash is said there, right? Tana, hadash va menapet. How do we explain dash again? Just give me one more. Dash was threshing. Right? He said dash, tana, hadash va menapet. Right? Or ha menapet. The Mishnah Shas has a different word over there. He says ha menapem. Then hazore, haborer, atochen, v'amiraked. All these things. Zore is like throwing it up into the sky, to the air. Haborer is separating. Tochen is what's it called? Milling or threshing, whatever it is. Right, grinding and miraked. We said we're sieving. Hainu zore, hainu borer, hainu miraked. They're all the same thing. Abaya v'rave d'amitra v'ayuko milt rave v'mishka. That's like this. After now, the question is, so why have we got all these different names? Look at Rashi. Hainu, kamo hainihu, klomar demaflig lehu tanem adnitin letlat. Amish tanem amish, separates into three different things, and they're all exactly the same thing. Valo kulan melacha, they're all the same melacha. So demafrish, ocha, melach, so their all purposes are to separate the good from the bad. So why are we rattling off a whole list of here? Just say, pops up, borer. So he says over here, no, he says, what's going on over here? It says, Afa gav de ikka de damyela, you know, they're similar, chashivla. Look at Rashi, yeah? Afa gav de ikka, achriti, but otherwise like them, they're similar to them. Chashvinu le tarvayu, ka avot, afa gav de chalinu, they're all the same, they're all different. Avot melochas, we'll carry on the rest tomorrow.